just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Thursday, October 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have talked about school board races. Well, one of them that the Presque County Republican Party committee chose to endorse is a slate of six candidates in Onaway. If you live in Onaway or know somebody who does, just text me Onaway and I'll send you the slate card of the six concerned citizens they would appreciate if you would vote for. The acronym they've come up with to remind people, and you've heard it on the commercials, Black Pepper, Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. So text me Onaway, and I'll send you the card. You can share it with people you know in Onaway. We greatly appreciate you doing that. Republicans are now changing their tune on early in-person voting. Michigan Republican Party and the Trump campaign are encouraging voters to use absentee ballots and or early in-person voting to help former President Donald Trump win Michigan. This was evidenced by a flyer that was paid for by the party. Earlier this year, Donald Trump on his platform, absentee voting, early voting, and election day voting are all good options. Republicans must make a plan, register, and vote. Well, it's kind of interesting because one of the political consultants said that this change of tune when executives at cigarette manufacturers get angry with their children for taking up smoking. Sometimes reality just comes, and even though you know it's not acceptable to your political view, you finally have to accommodate reality. Well, yesterday, three Republican county clerks joined the Michigan Partnership for Secure Elections in a virtual briefing to communicate to voters all about the electoral process. Again, stressing that the process is safe and secure. A press release from the event says the election officials want every voter to know that election officials and poll workers receive training everyday Michiganders from both parties are involved in the process. And there are tried and true systems and checks and balances in place to make sure the electoral process is safe and will ensure accurate results. It also says that the process involves people in your own community, dedicated friends, neighbors, and co-workers. Kent County Clerk Lisa Possumus-Lyons, Ottawa County Clerk Justin Roebuck, Livingston County Clerk Betsy Hunley participated in the event. As election officials in Michigan, it is of utmost importance to us that Michigan residents understand that they can trust our state's elections. So the Republicans are finally agreeing to advocate for early in-person voting. Short break, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this story about the Republicans changing their tune on absentee voting, in-person voting early. political consultant Grubner said his data shows that there has now been 1.95 million absentee ballot requests made in Michigan, where 400,000 of them have already been returned. Of those, 60% of the returned ballots came from voters he projects to have voted Democratic. Inversely, it's likely that a larger percentage of in-person Election Day ballots will be cast by the Republicans. That's just the way people choose to vote. Why? A lot of Republicans want to vote on Election Day so that they know that their vote is cast on Election Day, processed through the tabulators in person. They don't necessarily want to vote absentee or early. They want to vote on Election Day. That's just their decision. Now, one of the things that the story talks about is, again, reiterating the fact that the electoral process is safe and secure. One of the things you have to understand that this process is a paradigm shift for the Republican Party. Even Patrick Colbeck, who talked about it, suggested that we get rid of the drop boxes, the absentee voters, unless you're going to hand the ballot directly to your clerk. On the flyer, they talked about vote by mail. Absolutely do not do that. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the first class mail system sucks in Michigan. Don't trust it. Again, I spoke about an envelope that I mailed down to Missy's office 2 weeks ago. She just got it on Tuesday. Here is the real problem. The process in the mail system, along with the drop boxes, is where people believe, and I absolutely am one of these people, we're not sure where these ballots are truly coming from. 9 days of early voting has been a complete dud. Vicky worked the 9 days of early voting for the presidential primary back in February in Torch Lake Township. 9 days of early voting yielded 63 ballots. They were averaging 7 a day. They were there from 9 to 5 for 9 days. Complete waste of money. October 26th through November 3rd. That's when technically they must allow 9 days of early voting. However, in this flyer, they say some counties are going to start even earlier. So check with your local clerks. I don't know how they can do that because the election law is very clear. October 26th through November 3rd. Those are the dates. But evidently, some counties are doing it. So anyway, time to move on. We're going to go to another story in Lansing. The process that the legislature is now having to look at has to do with tax revenues. The fiscal year 2024 budget. Well, as they closed out September 30th at midnight and started the 2025 budget, the initial reports for the tally showing that 2023 to 2024 revenue, according to the House Fiscal Agency, the state pulled in $29.6 billion, roughly $332 million less than last year. But when it comes to the general fund and the school aid fund, they found that $451 million actually came in higher than what was projected. What was the cause of it? Individual income taxes were more than $630 million more than last year. After refunds and nearly $4 billion, the state ended up with an additional $11 billion from income tax. $270 million actually less than 2023. However, based on the budget process, they actually ended up with over projected income. Business taxes. This is a huge part of the process. Ended up at $2.1 billion. This was another additional $100 million over what was projected from the 2023 revenue that they actually received. Another tax, sales tax. It pulled in $9.7 billion. This was, in fact, a drop of $100.7 million in the fiscal year. But, however, the use tax went up to $2 billion, and that was a net increase of an additional $30 million. Vice taxes were hit and miss with ups and downs. Beer and wine sales down $1.4 million of taxes, while liquor was up to $146 million. Tobacco taxes continued their decline to $6.9 million, which was $50.5 million less than 2023. However, recreational marijuana taxes grew by $40 million to $253.3 million. Casino wagering was down. They went down slightly by $500,000 to $93 million. Online and sports betting was up. They saw $358 million of taxes from online sports betting. Real estate transfer taxes, they were up by $2.2 million. Why? Because of increased real estate values and land and real estate changing hands more often. And lastly, the lottery, which transfers money to the school aid fund, was down by $74 million. Which was $1.23 billion for the end of the fiscal year 2024. So, bottom line, budget projections. And that's all it is when they get into the process is projected revenue streams based on previous years, based on trends, based on analysis. All of it factors into the budget projections. Bottom line, they actually, when all these different taxes are calculated and looked at, $450 million more than what they projected. So, pretty interesting. Does that mean we're going to get money back? They actually ended up with more money than projected? No. That's not going to happen. They are simply going to use the increased revenue and apply it to the school aid fund and the general fund. That money will be used for this year's budget process, fiscal year 2025. Pretty interesting. Another short little story. If a car repair business decides to expand its space by opening a secondary shop in an area, it will no longer need to register and pay individual fees for each building. Under legislation taken up by the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee yesterday. Senator John Cherry of Flint, sponsor of Senate Bill 867, explained that the current law requires auto repair facilities and auto dealers to have second locations for their repair operations had to be registered separately, even if they're located next door or across the street from each other. Cherry suggested that his bill simplified the process. This now will permit repair facilities to fall under the same license as the mother facility, so to speak. Kurt Berryman of the Michigan Automobile Dealers Association said dealership businesses have changed, particularly now that they're dealing with hybrid electric vehicles as well as gas-powered engines. They now have to be separated in their repair facilities. With the growth of technology, dealing with computers, we are now having to change our operations. We've seen over the years dealerships have actually outgrown their back shop repair facilities. We need more room. We need to expand. So now they are going to change the laws where each building's shop's location doesn't have to be separately licensed and registered. As long as it's the same basic operation of the same company, they can do it in a different building or a different location. I think that's a good thing. Less fees, less registration, less red tape. I'm all for that. You want to expand your business operations? Just go ahead and do it. Lansing doesn't have to be part of the process. Just do it. Other stories from Lansing, other information, also text messages, short break, bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.